spiritual leadership, you have every right to scrutinize that life and to question the issues of that life. And when something doesn't appear to be right, even though it may not be the monumental kind of sin which we associate with a total disgrace, it's the kind of thing for which you need to pray and maybe even confront. There's another thing we learn from this, and that is the fragile nature of spiritual credibility. The fragile nature of spiritual credibility. You can live your whole life serving the Lord, and one great calamitous scandal, it's all undone, and you're finished for good. Chuck Swindoll and I talk about this and thank the Lord for his faithfulness, of course, among many others. And he said, I always look at it like a balloon. One pin, and the whole thing explodes. That's the fragile nature of spiritual leadership. You say, well, I don't think I'm going to be a spiritual leader. Yes, you are. I'll give you something to think about, men. When you get married, and you marry a Christian girl, the greatest gift you can give her is your spiritual integrity. Because your relationship to her is going to be built upon two things. She has to trust you. And only when she trusts you will she respect you. And only when she trusts you and respects you will she really love you. And only when she loves you will she truly honor you. And it all starts with trust. And if you appear to be something that you're not, and she finds out, once trust is shattered, even at that level, very, very difficult to get it back ever. Be trustworthy in the smallest things, the littlest things, the tiniest details. Because if you ever plant in the mind of a partner, and the same thing is true with you ladies, if you ever plant in the mind of your partner that you may not be trustworthy, then suspicion dominates the relationship. Suspicion destroys respect and kills love and eliminates honor. So we have every reason in spiritual leadership to live open lives. That's why the Bible says that elders in the church are to be characterized by hospitality. Their life is an open book. Their home is an open book. Their world is an open book. Look at me. Look at my wife. Look at my house. Look at my children. Look at my grandchildren. Look at my private life, personal life. Take as deep and profound